Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Nina Rappaport-Rowan is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She's back. And Nina was the producer of the Academy Award-winning Best Animated Short Film, Bunny. Yeah, that's the kind of person we're talking about here. She's also was the executive producer on a project called Despicable Me. She's also the founder and the CEO of Plushy Feely Corporation. How about that Plushy Feely? I like that. And she is the lady who came up with the idea for the Kimochi. Nina Rappaport-Rowan, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again, Jim.
It's good to have you back. And listen, thank you for my little cloud Kimochi.
You are so welcome.
You sent me a Kimochi and we use it. But believe it or not, we use it. I've got one employee in particular who just really loves the Kimochi, and whenever I'm gone for any period of time or anything particular may be going on, when I show up at work and I'm always there before everybody else, that little Kimochi might be sitting in my chair with a little message to me. a little message like grateful or happy or blessed or, you know,
doesn't that make you feel so good inside?
Well, it makes me smile.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
It makes me smile, and it takes the edge off a little bit, and it reminds me that we can be serious business people, focusing hard on what we've got to accomplish, and as you know, in the last couple of years, we've all had to focus really hard, but it lets me know that we can do all that and still be a little bit silly sometimes.
Absolutely, and it's about positive communication. Your employee was communicating to you, even if it was silly, in a positive way.
Right, right. I think she's trying to get a raise, but anyway. Hey, listen.
Hey, whatever works.
Tell the audience what a Kimochi is, because I got to be honest with you. You know, my kids have been grown a long time, and this part of the world that you live in has not been the world I've lived in for a long, long time. And I didn't know what a Kimochi was until you were on the first time.
Well, Kimochis are what we call toys with feelings inside, but we really think of them as tools. And when we say tools, they're just a sort of an object that you can use to teach children and adults better ways to communicate in a positive way. And we have, you know, a whole line of characters that have a little bit of a challenge with each part of their personality, and it's a way that kids and, again, adults can identify with the characters and feel a little less alone and say, you know what, we've all got challenges that we need to work on, and here are ways that we can work on it, and that's what the Kimochis teach.
Now, I can see where, for children especially, the Kimochi could be a straw man. The Kimochi could be, and I use that as a business term, meaning that the Kimochi could, explain to the audience how you use the little messages inside the Kimochi.
Well, what each character comes with is these little feelings, which are the Kimochis, and
they're like little pillows, like tiny little pillows about an inch and a half, 2 inches across.
Exactly, they're little round discs, and they're plush. And on one side, there's a little facial expression, and on the back is the word that is associated with that facial expression. So, you know, if a feeling should arise in the house or the playground or wherever it is at school, and it's something that needs to be talked about and, you know, communicated, then out comes the little feeling and out comes the little character, and all of a sudden it's this sort of third party, and it, believe it or not, calms things down. It's like this.
So if the child is sad and doesn't, and maybe if mom or dad said, honey, what's the matter? Maybe the child wouldn't tell them the truth. Maybe they just would kind of sull up a little bit. But if they feel like they can go get the sad pillow and put it in the Kimochi, maybe that's a way of communicating. Is that how it's
absolutely
used?
Absolutely, that's one way. I mean, it's like breaking the ice. You know, and adults could do it too. It's what when you have something that's difficult to say, what better way to say it than in a sort of nonverbal way? And so then your parent or whoever it is knows, hey, there's something going on, and we need to investigate and talk about
now,
stuff.
Now, I can see where this would be very beneficial working with children. But in business, we need to be able to say things. We need to be able to tell people how we feel, what's going on. We don't need to be dancing around, being around the bush.
Exactly.
So the Kimochi, we use it a little bit differently there. We use it for fun in our office.
Well, let me, you know, what I thought would be really helpful is...
Although, let me say this. I'm going to let you say that in a second. But what you did for us, you sent us at least one, maybe two little feeling clouds, little cushions that had nothing on it. And so I was able to literally get an indelible pen and write a couple of more edgy feelings on there than you had given me.
Yes, adult feelings. Well,
boss feelings.
Yes.
And so I didn't write you're fired there, you know, but I did write a few edgier things on there. And so now, you know, whenever I'm feeling that way and I think people need to get in gear, I put that in the Kimochi.
That's it. I'm telling you, it's communication. That's all it's about.
That's exactly right. And it seems to work so far.
it's pretty amazing.
Go ahead with what you were going to say.
Oh, so what I was going to say, you know, and this is actually part of what we call our keys to communication, which there are seven of, and this is what we teach kids. But when you hear what these are, and I'll do it real quick, it's like there's, you know, you can learn it, and then you could use it in the office. You can use it in your home. You can use it with your wife. But here it goes. When you call someone's name and wait for eye contact, that's a huge key. That's key number one.
Mm-hmm.
Using a talking tone of voice instead of a fighting tone of voice. That's obvious, right? If you're going to use a talking tone of voice, people are going to want to talk to you. If you're going to use a fighting tone, not so much. Same with the talking face and relaxed body language. If you're going to communicate with your voice and your face and your whole body that you're angry, it's going to be really hard to get someone to really want to sit down and figure out what you're angry about. But if you're more relaxed and your tone is different and your eyes are wide, people are going to want to listen to what you have to say and take you more seriously. Choosing words that help instead of hurt. When you say, "I feel mad because," instead of saying, "I hate it when," that's a totally different world, you know? And we make that mistake every day. Being brave enough
Nina, hold on to that thought. We have to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk some more about this. A lot of the work that Nina does is for children, but you and I can learn a lot of this in our small businesses. 20 after, stay with us.
Are you reeling in the years? Showing away the time. Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks very much. A little Steely Dan bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. That's my website, too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Got lots of stuff there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter. Take our poll question right there on the homepage, and we ask a different question every week. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see where you stand compared to the other folks who've already voted. We're having a great visit with Nina Rappaport-Rowan. She's the lady who invented the Kimochi, which we've been talking about. Nina, tell us how we can find the Kimochi.
Well, they're in stores all across the country, but you can also log on to our website, which is www.kimochis.com, and you can shop
for
them.
Spell that.
It's KIMOCHIS.com.
And there are more than one. Now, I have the cloud, which I'm very happy with my little cloud. And by the way, the cloud has a happy face and a sad face.
Because cloud is moody like the weather.
I didn't realize that for a long time, that I could actually spin its head around.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There's
so many things I'm learning about Kimochis, but by the way, this doesn't come up in my golf group, by the way. Kimochis doesn't come up in my golf group. But there are more than one kind of Kimochi. How many different ones are there?
Well, right now there are five, but we have two more in development that we're going to be releasing at the beginning of the year and then in the spring.
This is a very entrepreneurial story, Nina, that I'm very proud of you about putting this together. And tell us a little bit about the entrepreneurial side of the Komochi.
Well, when we started this thing, it was like, you know, the typical story of a startup company having nothing, just rolling up our sleeves and just doing as much as we can.
Having an idea that you believed in.
An idea you believed in, and you're just kind of hanging out there while everyone's going, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And you just have the fire in your belly, and you're just like, get out of my way. And that's really, you know, I sort of had a handful of people that felt the same way about the project as I did, and we just barreled through it. And we really, we made an amazing amount of progress in a short period of time, and that just kind of kept the
What was the one thing? What was the one thing that gave you the leap? That gave you the push? That gave you the, you know, that really helped you to break through? What was it? Was it a partnership? Was it a connection? What was the tipping point for you and the Komochi?
I think that, you know, once we went to the first trade show with it, and we saw the response, it was like there was no turning back. You know, it was scary, but you know, we knew that it was something that people really, really understood and wanted. And, you know, that's all you really need is to just get that reaction from people to say, this would have been great if I had this when I was, you know, 8 or 7
right.
or 6. So it's just really, it's the reaction from the general public that really made us fly with it.
Now, what stores is it in? What stores did you say it was in again?
Well, they're in a lot of different sort of brick-and-mortar stores across the country, you know, little mom-and-pop toy stores, specialty
right.
toy stores. They're in a lot of museum stores, hospital gift
huh.
stores.
Well, I bet it's a big deal for the hospitals.
Yeah, I mean, this, you know, the really coolest part about this project, and this is something that we didn't even anticipate, was that the market is, there's so many different markets for it, you know, because it's
right.
just, it's a tool. It's not just a toy. You
right.
know, we've got guidance counselors. We've got child life specialists in hospitals. We've got family therapists. We've got
how much does a
workers.
Komochi cost?
They retail for $25, and then that's for your basic kit, which comes with a character and 3 Komochis and a little how-to-use feel guide. And then we've got the separate packs of mixed feelings that you can buy for $12. But
right.
the most exciting thing is that we just launched this teacher's toolkit. So this is for educators so that they could buy a bag, and it has all of the
right.
characters, it has all of the mixed feelings, and it has this incredible, what we think to be groundbreaking social and emotional curriculum for pre-K through fifth grade.
Does this help kids or anybody to use the Komochi, as I said earlier, as a straw man, but then ultimately get to the point where you can express yourself with these feelings?
Because yeah,
that's the key, isn't it? I mean, we can't carry a Komochi around all
no,
the time.
But it's just, you know what it is? It's like you're learning concepts through these tools, and it's the concept that you basically carry on and carry around with you for the rest of your life. Once you learn these basic scripts,
mm-hmm.
that's it. You know, it's like, okay, I can use it in the workplace. I can use it in my family. I can use it wherever I need to help further my emotional intelligence and make me a better communicator.
Yeah. Am I the only business owner with a Komochi in his office?
No way.
Oh, there are more people. I'm not the only one out there who's being silly with a Komochi?
No. I mean, people, you know, we've got some retailers, they just buy the feelings alone, because even feelings without the characters, you bring them into the office. It's an icebreaker. You know, you start
okay,
talking.
Now, folks, but now, you know, don't throw the little feeling cushions at people. You know, you stick them in the Komochi, right?
Exactly.
So if
you
I'm,
want to be
so if I'm angry, I don't need to throw the angry Komochi feeling at somebody, right? I need to put
exactly.
them in the Komochi.
It's all fun until someone loses an eye. You know what I mean?
Give us the website again, Nina.
It's www.komochis.com.
They actually would whiz pretty good though, because they're kind of aerodynamic, like a frisbee. Hey, Nina, thanks for being here. Good job today, and we're proud of you.
Thank you so much for having me again, Jim.
Nina Rappaport-Rowan, ladies and gentlemen, she's the Komochi lady. Check it out when you get a chance, folks. They're fun. Got to take a quick break. 29 after. I'm Jim Blessing Game. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.